welcome to your time. This is a guided meditation with a focus on helping you build healthy and purposeful boundaries. Making healthy boundaries for yourself can help you stay strong and gain clarity. You will often find that things that have hurt you in the past will not be able to reach you anymore. Boundaries are one of life's essentials. They can help give us a sense of self, making us feel safe and more secure. So let us begin by breathing together. Slowly take in a deep breath through your nose. Hold it for a count of four, and then release through your mouth, exhaling very slowly. Try that one more time, in through your nose, hold for four, and very slowly release through your mouth. And as you do, you begin to feel your body slowly unwind and let go. Notice how heavy your body feels, heavy and comfortable. And so relaxed. Just letting go now. Your eyes feel heavy and relaxed. Body slowing down. Mind slowing down. As you feel the weight of your body and how it presses down, make sure that your spine is completely straight and that your posture exudes that you are confident. Gently closing your eyes will increase your ability to focus. As you bring your focus to your breath, just become aware of the gentle rise and fall of your belly. Feel the air as it comes in and out through your nose. Breathing easy and gently will make you feel safe and relaxed. My voice guiding you is like a beacon of light in the darkness. As the sun rises, you see you're standing in a beautiful, lush, green pasture. There is a small house that you've built by hand in the middle of the green grass. This house represents you and all the work you've put into yourself. And the grass represents the world outside of you. You decide that it would be good to plant some trees and shrubs so that these plants will help protect you from harm and also benefit the world. Raspberry bushes, for example, spiky and dense. Yet it gives a bounty of fruits for us to enjoy and be nourished by. You know that if you plant many in a row, they will protect you, just as well as any tall electric fence. But this plant also gives. It serves two purposes. You also will plant tall trees. They will protect you from harsh winds. Tall trees will give us all oxygen that we need, as well as protection. As you tend to the borders in your garden, and you notice that the trees and bushes need a source of water, you find the lowest lying area and begin digging down and around, making the shape of a small pond. As you step back from the circle of dirt you've created, you know that only a few heavy rains need to happen to pour down, and it will begin to fill, and in turn there will be a natural source of water. This pond now serves many purposes on your land. It gives you and the wildlife the water that you need. But it also gives you somewhere to go to meditate and reflect on all the good things in your life and the good things that you do for others. Closer to your house, you see you need some vegetables and fruits. So you create a garden that is easy for you to access and water when necessary. You plant all the fruits you like and any kind of vegetables you need. Your garden flourishes and provides. As the sunny days come and the rains fall, your garden grows. All this garden needs from you is to be tended to. You look around and you see that you need an orchard. So you strategically plant many apple trees and other fruiting trees right next to the protected area by the big tall trees and a little closer to the pond so that they can drink. This orchard supplies you with the most delicious apples you've ever tasted because they're fresh and homegrown. You look around your plot of land and you're so proud. Not only of all the plants that protect you and your home, but that everything they give to the community around them. So make sure you work on your garden within you and put up proper barriers that if planted well and with love and care, they will also give. You are protected and allowed to lead a happy life. You have made healthy boundaries, not barriers. Look, the sunlight and the rain comes in. The insects and animals still come into your garden. You are thriving, not just surviving in your healthy inner world. And lastly, look again at your hand-built home and make any necessary changes to it. Wow, you've done so well. You're an excellent builder after all. And now slowly bring yourself and your focus back to your surroundings. Notice the sights and sounds of the room that you're in. Take a deep sigh and open your eyes. You can now continue your day feeling happy and secure in who you are. Go well, my friend. All will be well.